And we're going to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Board Member Gusey will be leading us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to introduce board members. And to my far left is Valerie Minton from Petaluma. Next to him is Jeffrey Hales from Eureka. And to my immediate left is David Noren from Sebastopol.
Thank you.
And to my far right is Greg Gusty from Ukiah. And then to my immediate right is William Massey from Forestville. And I'm John Corbett from McKinleyville. I'd like to call on board members for ex parte communications disclosures. We'll move from left to right, my left.
I spoke with stakeholders regarding the agricultural lands discharge program.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I had the opportunity to speak with Gary Rainierson from Green Diamond about Elk River TMDL status, as well as Susan Corum from the Kirk Tribe about the Forest Service West Side salvage.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chair, I had I would participate in some of the conversations with Ag Permitting along with Valerie Minton, and I've also had conversations around Sonoma Compost and the Central Landfill issue in Sonoma County.
I've actually had a pretty busy time dealing with the marijuana issue, which has a lot of communication requirements, both attending a conference put on by your marijuana growers, got done with their presentation in Calagua, and a presentation with the state board. They were, of course, preferenced as personal views, subject to public hearing, and generally comments taken from duly noticed prior public meetings. On restoration, our restoration policies run into some opposition. It's really based upon it was a legally brilliant maneuver, but it was very confusing to people of using a SED. And so that was the temperature EIR, which had all the same effects. Many people misread it, that it's a reopening of the temperature policy, and very worried that restoration is now being tied to temperature. I gave assurances to the Farm Bureau, and since we've already acted, I'm free to speak, gave assurances to the Farm Bureau that that was not true, and I also need to call the Buckeye Conservancy to clarify that. And then I went over with our staff that I thought we had a great technical answer to all their questions, but I think at the level of communicating with the public, we need a simpler message. And essentially, we used a EIR that was not directly related to the subject matter of restoration, but covered restoration effects, and that's proved to be very confusing, and it needs to be clarified, and we'll attend the meeting in Sacramento if need be to make sure that's clear down there, that the concerns are real regarding the temperature policy, which has already been adopted by the state board, but those concerns should not be put into the restoration policy. And with that, I'll, any other board members?
You've been busy. Since our last meeting, I have had discussions with county officials regarding the composting process and with state and federal issues, or state and federal officials over West County sewers.
Okay. Where our state board liaison has indicated to us quite some time ago he has a conflict, so he will not be making a presentation today. So that takes us to the public forum, and the public forum is for items not on the agenda, but I do want to make a clarification because there could be confusion on that. If you want to talk about the West Side salvage fire, you should do it for sure under the public comment because it is a little different than the waiver, so I don't want anyone to miss out. And having said that, I think I see some West Side cards, so I hope that's properly communicated. But anyone who wants to talk about the West Side salvage fire should go and get your public cards. With that, I'm going to take them in the order I have. Susan Corum, Karuk Tribe. And these are 3-minute presentations, and please identify yourself for the microphone.